זולק כבר.
אבל מורדים יוזר שלא ירגיש הכאבים.
כן, הגוף יתרפות. הנוח.
אבל תדע, לקראת ההקראה, מרגיש לו כאבים.
כן, בטוח. זה טראומה.
זה אני יכול להגיד לו המזיון שלי. אתה תסביר למה נושאים 100 כמש וערפל כזה?
אני לא יודע מה היה, לא הייתי שם מוסקים. מישהו נסע בצד הלא נכון, לא? הוא
זה לא אמרו לי, אבל מה שכן אמרו לי, אמרו לי אשתי בעצם, אני הייתה בנסיעה על בבא סאלי, אז אשתו של נחמן סיפר, שתי מכוניות היו נוסעים במאה.
נס שמישהו חי בכלל. נס שמישהו חי. ממש נס.
מאה נגד מאה, תהיה מאה זה...
200, יותר מ-200.
יותר מ-200.
טוב, שיביר רפואה, ושימו מחלוף בן מריאם ורדה, עם הזמור את דניאלה בן סאבה, עם הקיץ, נחמן עם מריאם.
גם נחמן בן דניאלה בן מריאם בת דניאלה.
כן, נחמן בן מריאם בן מריאלה. טוב, תודה שימודו להלכות, להלכות. איסור ריבית, תראה, הוא לא נובעת איסור או ריבית. איסור תורה להלוות בריבית הוא אבון חמור ביותר. אפילו הלווה נמצא במצב דחוק וזקוק ביותר כספים, ואפילו לווה עם בניו או מקרוביו. כן? אז אסור, תיק הלוואה בריבית, הלוואה בריבית means a push face alone and as a payback he asks for some money.
Interest.
For example, it's very simple. If a person is paying you, has to pay for the loan itself, that's called ribit. If he's not paying for the loan itself, that's not called ribit. Okay? If he's not paying for the loan, it's not called ribit. If he's paying for the loan, you took a loan, right, and every day cost him a shekel, that's ribit. Why? Why am I paying you? Just because you gave me the loan. That's a soup. Okay? Isu Doraita. And if it's pikuach nefesh, I know some kids like that, pikuach nefesh, then he's allowed to take with the ribit.
Maybe loan sharking?
Maaz is loan sharking. Yeah, ribit. Asur lo lovel osif ha maavish lepiron achov, afilu im lo etnay et yazim shalva, yusum zari asur lo osif. Okay? It's asur for the loive, the person who took the loan, to say, you know what, I'm going to... He said, "You did me such a big favor. I'll add it on the shekels for him, just because he's a good friend." Asur, it's doraita. It's asur for the person to give, and asur for the other person to ask for. Okay. Or to give him a gift, flowers, just because he gave it alone. Asur, it's doraita. It's ribit. Not before and not after. It has to be. Nothing to do with it. You want to send him flowers for Shabbos, send him flowers for Shabbos. Don't send him a bouquet for flowers because he gave you the loan.
Only if you would, even if you never gave the loan. If you were normal that you gave flowers, you could do that.
Yeah, and then do it alone.
Right.
Yeah, but if you're doing it
because now I gave you a loan,
that's ribit.
You know, say it's for Shabbos.
Can, no, it's ribit. Can, or, right, that's to say, Shalach Manis. He never sent this guy Shalach Manis, but he gave you a loan, I'll send him Shalach Manis. That's ribit. You do your mitzvah, you give him Shalach Manis. Ribit Doraita. If you usually give him Shalach Manis, fine, you give him like you just said. You're giving him. But if you never gave him Shalach Manis, just because he's giving you the loan, give him Shalach Manis, that's Isur Doraita. Ken? Manian? Top? אסור ללוות ללווה לקנות עבור המלווה עלייה לתורה או פתיחת ההיכל. זאת אפילו להרגיל גם גויים וכתוב סגלות בני לבן אם כהן הוא אמר לי אסור. Someone give you a loan, so you want to buy him an aliyah now. He gave you a loan, do you a favor, buy him an aliyah now. Or even if you're used to buying people aliyot, him you can't give an aliyah now. Right? Or, I'll eat bitzandak in my son's bris. Not pitam, asur. Or it's a coin to put you on a ben for your son, no? Asur, gamarno, it's all ribit now.
Is there a statute of limitations on how far this extends? Like, once the loan is paid off, or is it forever? Like, oh, he lent me that $1,000 when I was buying 10 years ago, and I could want to buy a million now.
Well,
he paid you. It's over, isn't it?
No, I don't even pay you. Really? So it's always you.
Yeah, הבנתי, כן. אני בודק אם הוא כותב פה.
כל חמש שנים זה כל...
What if the money that he borrowed from you, he made a lot of money, and he made a great profit?
Still.
Unless, of course...
If you do a iska, which means we're partners, I'm giving you, I'm investing the money, you're making the business, I'm getting percentage, that's allowed. Like you're buying a house. I buy a house with the bank, right? Yeah. Together we buy the house. And they get interest. It's fine. I buy ya.
Well,
you have to write a tel iska. You have to write it down. There's a certain nusach that you write. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay.
Because the bank still
here
is usury. Good question, I
think.
Okay. Why did they sell it?
Okay, top. I don't know till when. It's a good question to ask.
It's almost like it ruins the friendship then. Because anything can be construed as rivets. Here, I bake these cookies. Is it rivets or not?
You know what, more than this?
No, if you will give them anyhow.
If you never, you don't talk to, you don't have no kosher with the person. Because he gave you the loan. Now you come over to him, oh, mazel tov, it's also ribit. But that is written only as long as the money is still in your hand. Once you pay it up, then, yeah, but I don't know regarding buying him an aliyah and stuff like that, because it's even longer. I don't know, you have to ask a local Orthodox rabbi, not me, who knows the laws. What?
So you know any good ones?
There's good people around.
Yeah. You don't have any money to loan out.
Yeah, but also Babar, if also you're wrong. Yeah, you both sides. Okay? You're allowed to stay? It's Kele Mitzvot. He gives you the loan to the Rabbah, it's Kele Mitzvot. That's normal, yeah? It's machloket about the Tada. But you know what?
What about Baracha too? Like, can you say Hashem should bless you, right? Yes.
If it's anyway the bracha that you tell them, fine. Every time everyone tells you, gives you a favor, Shevarech otcha, Hatzliach, Tada Rabah, Tzken Mitzvot, fine, that's part of the Tzken Mitzvot. But if it's something special that you never tell people, just because of this, you tell them, so it could be by every beat. Yeah? Tov. Now, Alvaot Smudot Madad O Matach. This is what you asked yesterday. Someone takes a loan, and it's according to the interest of the bank. Okay, sometimes it goes up, the bank of the country. It breaks up the down. Or it's according to it's by the dollar, or by the pound, or by the shekel, or whatever. Right? Now how do you pay that back? So it says like this. Asur la'alvot kesef ula'atzmid et erech ha'schum ha'alvah le'madad yokar ha'michya ve'madad yokar ha'bniyah te'ishkos schum she'yuchzar me'ev la'schum ha'mekori sha'av'ari bi'tatsu take a loan and put it together to, I don't know, say in English, Madad Yoker HaMichya. It's how much?
Cost index. Cost of living index.
Cost
of living index.
Right, so sometimes it goes up, it goes down. And if you don't have Heter Iska, so it's to repeat if you're giving more than you actually took.
Right, that's what mortgages are based on.
Right, the mortgage you have Heter Iska. This, you don't have Heter Iska. It's a problem, though, right? Now, someone who gives his friend a loan of dollars, American dollars or any other dollars or any other money, right? Al menat lekabel bechazara et haschum alvav dolar amerikaim. Let's say he took dollars, American dollars, and he wants American dollars back. Rashai, no problem. Ubitnai sheyesh lo loveh al kol panim b'rishuto apilu rak dolar yechidi. What does that mean?
Nothing. that's not rivets based on a foreign currency, it goes up.
Even though the price has changed, by the time it gets
to... Like right now, the dollar is almost at 4. So if you loaned something 6 months ago, it was 3.5.
What does that mean? As long as it still has $1.
You get dollars,
essentially.
Ah, no, he's still got $1,
meaning
he's still got
one
remaining dollar from the actual...
Ah, from the middle... Maybe, why is he saying this?
It's like if
you... don't want this new money, it's got a new value.
It's like if you borrowed a loaf of bread from somebody, he gives it back 2 weeks later, and anytime the price of bread went up, you still have to give him the whole loaf of bread.
נכון, זה לא ריבית. You're giving back dollars, אין בעיה.
You're giving back the same.
Just don't lend any Jews money.
Okay. You can't give someone a loan in shekels and say, I want the shekel back according to the dollar. That's the ribit. You can say, I want shekels back, I want dollars back, and buy ya. But you can't say, I want the shekel. Let's say you took the loan at 3.5, and then the dollar went up to 4. Can? So now you're going to pay ribit to half a shekel if it's down. It'll be the right, that's a sue, it's interesting.
It went down,
in Baya. If it went down in Baya, but the power of the gezer, a different power.
That's
how you beat. You beat is when you're paying more than the loan.
Yeah, I know. But somebody's put out a book that says that you beat for Google or something like that.
Yeah.
And he says that in that case, the person that borrowed the money is getting beat. They come up with some strange definitions like that.
What, are you alone? What? Are you with everyone?
He's teasing. Didn't they switch over currencies from the Israeli lira to the new Israeli shekel?
No.
That was the lira, the shekel, and then the new
then
shekel.
Then the shekel, there was three times.
I still remember the lira. The lira used to be worth $5.
Yeah, because
when I was a little guy.
So my first trip here, they just switched over from the shekel to the new Israeli shekel.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't that count too?
Some mortgages. My mother got a mortgage in the original shekel. Anyway, changes.
If someone took a loan in a local coin, shekels, and they said you're giving back in any other money, no problem. He's allowed to pay back in pounds or in dollars and whatever he wants,
mm-hmm.
but according to the shekel. Mm-hmm. What, so you took the shekel? You took 20 shekels? So 20 shekels, what right. it is it then? To the dollar.
Mm-hmm. But it's based on the day of the loan, right? Not when you repay. So they're not rivets.
Right. Doesn't go by, obviously.
Right.
Go
by what you're saying. You have to look up, okay, if I borrowed 20 shekels today, let's say it'd be, whatever, $5. So I pay you back $5, not $5.50, whatever.
Right. Okay, that's all regarding a Jew to a Jew. What happens if you take a guy takes from you a loan?
You rip him off.
Okay, mutar la'alvot le'goy v'ribit. To a goy, the Torah doesn't tell you you can't take ribit for. You're allowed to take ribit for a goy. Zot bitnai tashlum yeh avur shavuot shlemim kolol shabbatot. Yeah, but you have to make a deal with him. You pay me whatever, a certain amount a week. Every week that the loan's by you, I want a certain amount of money. Including Shabbat and Yom Tov. You don't say no. Shabbat, you don't take off. You don't take off. Why? Uf yudaled. Why? Because if he clears off the Shabbos, okay. If he does day per day and not whole weeks, what happens? He can't pay for Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
I still think he would pay for Shabbos.
Can't.
He cannot. You have to do a whole week.
Yeah?
By the week or by the month, not per day. If it's per day, you're... Still, even though if you give a loan to a guy, you can make money off of it. It's a mitzvah to give a loan to a Jew for free and to give a loan for a goy even though you're going to make money off of it.
Right. Mitzvah
still
to do it, or it's also mitzvah not to charge
him
interest?
No, it's like what you're
going to
charge
him. Yeah. Right, but remember the merchant.
Oh, but so, I'm not saying it's a normal thing in the world to give a loan with interest.
Right, right.
The so Torah tells us that by Jews you don't do that. So if it's not a Jew, you're allowed to. It's not an evil thing or a bad thing that you're doing. It's a normal thing that people do in the world.
Right.
It's not a... Every bank does that, Kilo. Every bank does.
It just sounds better when a Jewish person
does it to a Goy. Mutar levot mi goy veribit, afilu matnei, a goy yitzen ribit Yisrael, lam asur lo levot ha-gezah shel aval mutar to. Goy... Okay, now there's a thing called, we learned this already, but he brings it down, so we'll learn it again. A thing called Shmitat Ksafim, dropping the loans. So it's a mitzvah deoraita to drop a loan, to cancel a loan on the Shmita year. Okay? What does that mean? That means after the Shmita year, when the Shmita year passes, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, a minute before, he still owes you the money. Once the Shkia, Zeo, doesn't owe you the money anymore, but it's not so possible. And by the way, if he doesn't do it, if it, by the time that Shemitah is Doraita, he's Zeo Veran Mitzvah Doraita. The time that Shemitah is the Rabbana like today, he's Zeo Veran Mitzvah Rabbana. Right, at the end, Viduk. Some, the Balatanya, for example, he's Choshesh also. For the Shemitah, in the beginning of Shemitah, perhaps the loan will be cancelled. Therefore, he does Puzbul also in the beginning of the... What is Puzbul? We'll see in a second. But, if you gave a loan, and the paying date is after the Shemitah year, so obviously the loan is still up, it's not cancelled. When is it cancelled? If it's a debt. Meaning the date of paying was before the end of the Shemitah year. So then, at the end of the Shemitah year, then that's dropped. But if the date of paying is not, then it's not. If someone owes money to a tzedakah organization or to a shul, it doesn't get cancelled at the end of Shemitah. Only private loans to people. But there's a thing called Pruzbul. Gemara and Gittin, right? Gittin?
The
Pruzbul. Not yet? Ksubas? You started Ksubas already?
Is there a difference between a loan and a debt? Meaning you would make a loan as opposed to money that you still have, you owe it him, but you haven't paid it up.
Yeah, it's different, of course.
It's not considered to be a loan.
A loan is up to the date that you have to pay it. After that, you're dead.
If you bought something, you were meant to pay for it and you didn't pay for it yet. Is that now a debt that automatically gets cancelled? But it's not called a debt.
No, I think it's loan. I think it's only by loans. I think it's by money loans. I don't think it's by debts.
Right.
Standard.
Still have to pay up.
Yeah. Only if it's the debts of loans. That's what it makes. That's what it sounds from over here.
The entire system would break down if that was the case. You know, everything.
But there's Puzbul. Gemara says Hillel HaZaken in the Mishnah says Hillel HaZaken, he fixed for everyone Puzbul. Why? Because the rich people did not want to lend out money to the poor people. He said, Shemitah's coming up. Okay, Beseda, we don't want to give you. So what's Puzbul? Puzbul. Okay, what does Puzbul mean? It's a certain shtar. It's a certain
Super Bowl.
There's a certain shtar, a certain letter, that document that you write. Each one can do it personally. Okay? You just take it. It says like this. Basically what happens is that you're giving all your loans to Beis Din, and Beis Din has permission. Beis Din doesn't have to cancel loans. Your loans are not canceled by Beis Din, only when it's by person, like we said. And therefore Beis Din has all the permission in the world to go and collect the money, and therefore the person still owes you the money. Okay. By a Sfaradim, they're more makpid to go to front of a real Beis Din and do it. Ashkenazim, three people come, yalla, let's do Puzbul. you do it as close as possible to Rosh Hashanah. Best Erev Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because
you know your vows.
What?
After you know your vows.
The philosopher. Okay, everyone does it then. Yeah. By the way, it's a mitzvah.
Which is like the year of Shemitah just before it's cancelled.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. So it covers all the loans. Let's say you gave someone a loan that day.
You're doing after the event. You're not doing it before you make the loan.
After the loan. Whatever happens afterwards is not in the document. All the loans that happened until now, that's what you give to Beis Din. If you gave a loan afterwards, it doesn't work.
But if you gave a loan afterwards, it's already past Shemitah.
No, but let's say it was before. Let's say today you make a puzbul, and then tomorrow you're going to lend someone money. That's not including the puzbul. That, right. That will be canceled. You get the idea? Okay. If there's no Beis Din, you don't have document, you can take two people and say, you're my witnesses that I'm passing over all my debts to Beis Din, and they have permission to collect whenever they want.
So the person who's owed the money, only he needs to sign the protocol, not the person who owes.
What is that?
Only the person who's owed the money. He's the one who makes the protocol.
Yeah.
Person
yeah, but the minute is that everyone does a protocol.
He doesn't have to get the other guy to sign it. It's just
a personal document.
Right.
Is it preferred not to do it though?
No?
It's not like
no, the minhag is to do it. No. Everyone does it, Vizel. But there's a mitzvah to do Shemitah's Kesafim, to drop, to cancel debt. Therefore, you could write a puzbul, and a second later, give someone a loan of a half a shekel, and say, I want it back soon. And then, don't take it back, and then you do Shemitah's Kesafim. It's a mitzvah. Okay?
If you really need a loan of a half a shekel, I would gladly give it.
Give him a gift.
You give him a no. You give him a loan, Dafka.
You could do that anyway. Like now, it's Shemitah year. It would be a good thing anyway to give a loan just so it could be cancelled.
Yeah, but once you're going to write a puzbul, it's a cancel.
Not to write puzbul, for someone who's not intending to write puzbul.
Yeah, but you should always write a puzbul because you never know what's going to be. You don't remember some debt that you give someone out a few hundred shekels and you forgot totally about it. Yamanu. Halacha kesef. Unless he want to drop it, he had plenty. And no, yeah, I said, I'll do a mitzvah. He needs a needy guy. I'll do a mitzvah. He can do that also. Okay. We said, let's say a person forgot. He comes to Mincha on Erev Rosh Hashanah and he forgot to do a puzbul. His friend's like, you didn't do a puzbul? Oh my gosh. I lent people $1,000 to come to Uman and now what am I going to do now? So he takes two guys and opens the nusach and says what it says in the puzzle, and it's good enough. But once the night falls, Yamanu, Allah HaKese. He merited to do a mitzvah. So,
what if people want him?
That's the next seif. Abba lachzir chov lechaveru lachar shavar shvit lo nistah puzzle. Someone comes to pay back a loan, a debt, after Shemitah year, and approval wasn't written of that debt, the Malve says, Meshametani. No, I'm dropping it. I'm canceling it. The Torah says cancel. And if the guy says, Mapitam, Afa Pichen, I want to pay. This is the Lashon Gemara. Afa Pichen, I want to pay. He's allowed to take it. But, as they say, I don't want, you're not paying a debt because then I'm not doing a mitzvah. You want me to give a gift because you feel uncomfortable because I gave you a loan? Give me a gift. You got to give me a gift.
Well,
that's ribbis. There's no loan anymore.
It's a big circle.
Ribbis is paying you for the loan. You're not paying for the loan.
Yeah, you gave me a gift now.
Huh?
Now give me a gift.
But there's no loan anymore.
Can the person give it to someone else?
What's the point?
Namely, he's giving it back to the lender. The lender can give it to someone else.
You can do whatever you want. You can put it down the toilet if you want. You can whatever you want.
Plumber bills.
Okay. Yeah.
Can we flush the baby wipes down the toilet? You
can
put that in the toilet? Yeah.
Okay, so we said this already. Now, someone who didn't know the laws of Shemitah, and he did tshuva after a few years, and he never wrote puzbul, and always he took money from people from the Shemitah, after Shemitah. If those people keep Shabbat, at least keep Shabbat minimum, he has to go and find them and pay them back. If they want to take the money back, if they're willing to take it back. Most people won't take the money back because they want to pay their debts. But if they're Mechadesh Shabbat Eferestia, you don't have to pay them back. Yafeh mod. This was all money. Now we're talking about if someone he borrows items or food or stuff like that. אסרו חכמים להלוות כמות של פירות בצרכי מזון או בעל התפירה על מנת להחזירה מוזרה כמות ומידה, אלא אם כן בתנאים מפורטים להלן, כן, דבר מועד נאו להגיד, אבל שם פירגר, רק אם מותר לבות כיכר לחם ולחמניה להחזירה. It says here, I'm just telling you what it says, I'm going to know the הלכות, I don't know this either. I'm bringing it with you. It's a new thing for me. חזר, they made a provision not to lend out a certain amount of food, fruit, vegetables, or a certain measured amount of cloth, a certain measure, a meter, 2 meters, in condition that you give it back exactly the same way you took. But there's a leniency, unless you have certain circumstances, we'll see. But there's a leniency if it's stuff like small thing, like I took a loaf of bread, I took a few eggs. But if it's like a few kilos, give me 10 kilos of potatoes, lend me 10 kilos of potatoes, you have to have certain tna'im, conditions to give it back. We'll see the laws. I never saw this halacha. I never take a loan of potatoes, for example, from the store. But we'll see the halacha. A few.
Right.
Not a kilo, 2 kilos, 3 kilos.
That's
huh? Exactly. You said if it's a little bit, it's not considered. You're allowed to
buy like a bag of sugar.
Yeah, a bag of sugar is a bag of sugar. It's not measured kilo. Per kilo.
Example,
it is per kilo, but it's just a bag of sugar that is selling the store.
One Shabbat, we forgot to buy wine grapes.
You took a bottle.
From a neighbor. Right, so the neighbor gave me a bottle of grapes. He said, it's already started. And he used it. So what did I... But now I'm stuck. Do I return to
him? Rebate. Oh, you give
a full bottle, or do I... Right? Is that counted as a...
It could be rebate also. Now you give him a full bottle. What do you... Yeah. Let's see that. Let's look here. A big egg, a small egg. You took large from the neighbor. You could get... You give him extra lattice back, or you took medium, you like give him large? Maybe it's ribit. Right? A liter of milk, it's a liter of 3.5%, a liter of 1%, it could be the problem, I don't know. Let's see the loss. So. Mutar lilvot yarakot ha'perot v'chadome, a person is allowed to borrow vegetables or fruit and other things like that. The midah ve'osim otam damim, in the condition that a person makes it into money, dehainu, which means she'im lavu tapuzim ha'olim 10 shekelim. Let's say he gave you 4 kilos. Okay, you check how much 4 kilos was on that date, more or less. What was 4 kilos? It was 4 shekels a kilo, so it's 16 shekels. And when he gives it back, okay, he's going to give him a worth of 16 shekels of that fruit. Even if it's less.
Or more.
Right. Not even anything. If you change it into money, you calculate it into money, what money is, then you're allowed to do it. If not, lo asu damim, he did not go and calculate how much it is, and it became more expensive. Now he's going to give what? You can give him less? No? Okay. Either he gives him money back, he has to give him what it was worth at the time of the loan. Go check how much it was that loan. You took today, go check how much it was that day. And that's what you have to give it back.
If not, what's the
revenue? And if it went down?
No, but if it went up.
If it went up, you
wanted to return though that produce. You wanted to return the bag of oranges.
You have to give him, and buy, yeah. But how much it was worth in the time of the loan.
Instead of borrowing it, just say it's a, or loaning it, just say it's a gift. And then you can give it back.
Most people do.
So. Right. Here's a grape juice here for you to have it for you as a gift. And then if you want to give him a gift back, you can give him a gift back.
Maybe that's the bar of toilet paper the other day. It's like you can keep it. I don't want it back.
Right.
Exactly. Many times it happens by neighbors.
You throw toilet paper in the garbage in Israel.
What's if you can't determine the time, the price?
You know that?
That's what I'm saying. You don't know the
if
price.
You can't determine the price. It's not garbage.
If you can't, it's a problem. How do you give it back?
Right. Arab shops. I mean, it's closed.
No, you go a different day. Find out how much it was worth. Go to the store. What did you sell this for?
I don't know. Huh? What did you sell it for a few days ago?
The price is cheap.
There you go.
You should include it in that time, no?
Right.
somebody, so you would need to borrow some eggs, whatever it is you want to borrow. So you say, you know what, let's call this 10 shekel and I'll give you back 10 shekel. Mm-hmm. Now you don't have to worry.
But you can't do that at Shabbat.
Let's say it's 10 shekels and it'll give you back worth the 10 shekels?
Yeah, I'll give you 10 shekel back, or I'll give you whatever. And so therefore you don't have to, you know, start.
But maybe it's more or less.
I mean, that's what you're good
at. You like to do that, maybe it's not a rebate.
Why are you buying the kilo you're buying it out? So you can
say that. Shabbat, you can't do that, right?
You say I'm giving you 10 oranges for 10 oranges.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. So if you do that, then it's okay, no matter what the price is. Like if the price of oranges goes up, and you're like, well, I could only buy now 9 oranges with the same 10 shekels.
No, that's a rebate.
Can you give him 9 oranges
then? 9 oranges, yeah.
You give him 9 oranges.
Yeah, so to give him the 10 oranges.
The price of the 10 that it will.
Can I still to give him the amount?
Hashem will still love you.
Who's blue? Machzirim otok mot shelakhu. And if it went down, you don't have to give him more because of that. Just give him. He took 10 oranges from him, right? And the price went down, and now 10 hours it was 15 oranges. You don't give him back 15 oranges, you give him 10 oranges. So if it went up, you're not allowed to give him 10 oranges. If you're paying more than what you took. If it went down, give him dafka 10 oranges. Hitiru l'alvot divrei mazon mutsarim shonim b'tnei mabim. So there's certain conditions that they allow you to allow us to borrow and give back. Kshesh talove b'shul alva perot aschora v'otah amin shelava filu en ela amgamot atam otah amin. Why is this? Just saying what it says. I don't know this to give a chah. Yeah, the first condition is if at the time of the loan, I'm taking, let's say, and I have a few still in my house, so then you're allowed to take that loan. I have eggs. I have 2 eggs in the house. I need now 15 eggs, right? So, Gofi, I'm allowed to take from the neighbor, okay? Because I have. Why?
Right?
Right.
You want it when you don't have it.
Right, that's
what
I'm
I don't get the point.
Maybe this is a heter that you don't have to worry about.
Right.
They're returning back.
Because then you can return, like, you're going to buy it for yourself anyway, you're returning it.
You're not returning the same things. I think you're returning, it's mixed in with yours.
Right. So it's like the value got absorbed maybe together. Because that's the whole point of borrowing. If you don't have it, that's why you're knocking at your neighbor's door at 10 o'clock at night. Then borrow sugar, flour, eggs, and make a cake for Shabbos.
Obviously, if there's a set price for something,
then it's okay also.
And by Yabichla at all.
Like in Israel, most.
I think that's what it means. It means there's no, you don't have to worry for it if you have the same of that kind in your house.
Milk, bread.
What, see, why am I borrowing this? No, let's say I own it. It's not in my house. I have a makolet. I have my own makolet. I have eggs in the makolet, but I don't have now at home. Not going now to a different neighborhood where my makolet is, or we're having a machsan somewhere, right? Or I'm in a motel now and I have to cook eggs for the kids for the night, and I have eggs at home. I just don't have here eggs. Right? So I go and I borrow from a neighbor there at the hotel. And I have eggs to turn, so then I don't have to worry for this. I give it back what I have. And I didn't buy it. I have it already. I don't have to go and spend money, because the problem is that you're spending money more than what you took. I think that's the pshat.
Right. Then you have to worry about the price change.
Right. That's what he's saying.
Right.
Or different locations, different prices.
Can. But if it, also if it's a set price for certain things, so you don't have to worry also for that. Eggs. I have a neighbor that sells eggs. 26 shekels. Come on. It was 25. Went up to 26. But usually it doesn't go up. So also no buyer. Give me. You have a tray, extra tray. You bought 5. Can you give me one? Can't do it. You have to take a tray. And tomorrow I'll go buy it for the same price.
Right.
I mean, it could be they bought for 30 shekels. It doesn't make a difference.
But you don't.
Or they bought for 26. I'll buy for 30. But that's my own problem. I can go also to 26 shekels one and buy it.
So what happens if you're a Jew and you're delivering eggs and it normally costs 30 shekel at the store, but since you're delivering it, you're giving you're offering a service.
But still won't be ribis.
No, they won't.
Now, if you took from a neighbor an egg, you open it up and there's blood inside. So you're not going to use it. Okay? אין להחזיר לה ביצה אחרת במקומה. You can't give her another egg instead. It's a bit,
right?
No, he didn't lose the egg.
Right, I know. So you're saying he
would have
been using it either way.
Either way,
it's a bad egg.
Yeah, but the best is to tell them that there was blood in the egg, right. And they'll say, "Yeah, oh, you know what? So don't do that." Obviously, they'll say, "Don't."
So what do you do? You go back to the store and say you sold me an egg with the blood.
No, you're not allowed to do that.
So, you know.
No, bro. No, somebody, your neighbor, borrowed an egg.
You bought it. You bought it on condition that it might have blood in it.
Yeah, and if you borrowed it, don't you think you borrowed it on condition also?
That's why you don't have to return it.
No, you borrowed
enough,
so you can't return to the store.
No, if I took from the neighbor eggs, medium,
right?
Or small, it's a problem to give back the big eggs. If it's more or less the same, sometimes the medium are a little bit small, so they're like small, or they're a little bit big, so like they're large, then it's not a problem. But if it's a much a big difference, you could see that there was a big difference.
What if it's color? The colors are different.
And buy it.
Also quality.
What?
Quality is what you put
the color is quality, by the way. By eggs, the color is quality.
Right, you put a bottle of wine and it was a nice wine. And you go to the store to get it.
And they got
a bad, a good one.
It's not regarding rebates. You say, let's say you borrowed a cheap one and you want to give it back an expensive one, I think it's a problem. It's to give the worth of money that was.
5 for 20 wine. The 5 for 100.
It's cheaper than the shirt. So. Talk. I'll start. It's late, so we're gonna stop. Tomorrow we'll talk about what happens if someone pays for you on the Rav Kav.
Oh.
He doesn't have Rav Kav because of Rav Kav. How do you pay him back? Because he bought on the Rav Kav. It wasn't left, right? Now I pay him back.
Can't all these just be remedied as just gifts?
Forget it.
It's a gift.
No, it's ribbit.
Here's an extra gift. Here's an extra egg.
You
can
cancel. You stay. You don't have to give.
You have to wait
for
the
loan.
If you want some money back, that's when you go.
Well, you still want it back, but
pay you gave someone 5 shekels. He can't give you back 5.5 as a gift. Half a shekel as a gift. That's ribbit the wise.
Yeah?
Okay. It's ribbit. That's the ribbit. That's the problem. You can't say it's a gift.
Right.
He can give you something that's worth 5.5 shekels if he wants.
But he... It might be, though, like it gates like the bus and stuff, but it's almost, let's say, a fixed price type of thing. So if you have a rock, okay, let's say it's 520 a ride. If you have don't have a rock, it's
690. It was a lot more.
But you're not benefiting any more from that ride than you would.
Am I allowed to give you 690 or not?
I don't know. No.
Huh? Maybe, because I benefit 690 from it. That's what I took from it. I don't care what he paid for it.
Right.
I got from it 690. I would have paid 690. Maybe you're allowed to.
Yeah, what if you only took one stop and
to get it, I have to make it exciting tomorrow.
I know, that's right.